It is always an annual thing here at High Plains Radio and our sports to talk to this guy on the other end of the phone line. He's one of our KICX alum, McCook High School grad, and I think it's year 26 now, if I'm not mistaken at Ferris State, for the one and only Mr. Rob Bentley. Did I get that right, 26 years now?
Yeah, 26 years, Rich. Very hard to believe, but great talking with you.
26 years. You love every minute of it. This college has really treated you great over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great university to work with, and we've had a lot of success, and you know, it's a lot of fun to work with our teams and our programs and our coaches, and you know, we have student-athletes that come out and achieve a lot of great things both on and off the field. So it's a great place, great community to be in.
Yeah, who would want to leave a school that's winning championships left and right, football, and you do so well in your fall, winter, and spring sports? Boy, it's been fun. It's fun to cover every day, isn't it?
It is, and we've got a great president that really backs us well right now from the university perspective, and a good administration. So they're giving us a lot of support, and obviously our teams have been able to really reap the benefits from that. Starting with football, winning three of the past four Division II national championships, and some high expectations again coming into this season, and then we've had some other programs that have done really well. Our volleyball team went 34-1 last year. Both basketball teams made the NCAA tournament. Our softball team was in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 13 years. So a lot of great things happening really across all of our sports.
Wow. Was last year probably, you've had some good years, but probably last year was it the one year, the biggest year when it comes to teams qualifying for all those national tournaments?
I would say so. It's probably as many as we've had this past year, just with softball getting there. Our women's basketball team has been really good the last few years. So, we've had some programs that have really kind of stepped up. And, I think a lot of the competition, within our own teams, really helps fuel those other teams. They see fellow student athletes get to the national tournament or win championships. And, they're able to, kind of follow in their footsteps and achieve a lot of the same things.
Saw your post where your football camp's going to start up here pretty soon. Is this team loaded for bear and going to make another run at a championship, Rob?
Yeah, I think we're capable of doing that. It's a little different with the transfer portal that is going on in college sports right now, especially in football and basketball. I think we lost eight guys that went to NCAA Division I schools and power programs. A couple offensive linemen that went to Michigan and Iowa. We lost a running back to West Virginia. Our quarterback went to Ole Miss, but I still think there's a ton of talent, and we've been able to get some players to come in out of the transfer portal on our end, too. So, I think we're going to be one of those teams that's going to challenge again for a championship.
Boy, that portal has just changed around, especially college football. You could probably say the same to college basketball, other sports, but when it comes to college football, and boy, you list some of your guys you're losing, but they're going to big Division I schools, so I guess they see how the success what your school's doing with some of these guys, and they're interested. If they're looking to transfer and move on, they're interested right away, aren't they?
Yeah, we had a number of other guys in the transfer portal as well, but there's agents out there that are trying to poach players and get them to move up, promising those guys some money and stuff. And for some guys it worked out. Those guys that I mentioned that went to those bigger schools got some great opportunities, which is you're happy for those guys that they're getting that chance. For the other guys, I think they went in and they realized that maybe those opportunities weren't there, and they came back, and we're excited to have them back. And we've got a great returning nucleus of guys despite the losses that we did have. And I think there's guys that have been through the program and will lead the way this year that are going to help lead us and hopefully back to another championship.
You can only do what you can do. You can't change your mind sometimes. You just keep on your winning ways and say, hey, we want you to stay. If not, they move on, and it's not a lot you can do, can you?
No, it's the day and age, I guess, we're in college athletics. And Coach Anise, our football coach, has done a great job trying to keep those guys around. And I think there's a lot to be said for staying at a school for 4 or 5 years. And, we've had a number of guys that have went on and got some great opportunities in the NFL. And, had they left, maybe they wouldn't have got those same opportunities. So, we'll see how it plays out. I think it's going to settle down a little bit with some of the legislation that's going on. And, hopefully, we won't have to deal with this, in a few years. But you never know. I think it's part of just what's going on in college athletics right now.
How's your volleyball team going to be? You went to one loss last year. How's that going to look, the outlook on that team?
They're going to be good. She's a head coach that, you know, really just reloads every year, has had some incredible success. We lost, you know, a veteran nucleus of players on the volleyball side, but I think there's a lot of young talent, and she's brought in, you know, some players, too, that are going to help her program, and I have no doubt that she'll have them competing again for a conference title and a trip back to the national tournament.
And all the other fall sports, and they'll get going, and the winter sports, and we get everybody on campus. You know, the basketball teams, they hit campus and get in the first week. Those guys are starting to probably practice to get ready for the upcoming season, aren't they?
Yeah, it'll be right away. And you know, we have a couple changes this year. We have a new hockey coach, and Brett Riley, who came in from Long Island University, is going to be in his first year leading our program, and is replacing a legend in college hockey and Coach Bob Daniels that was there for 36 years. So that'll be a big change on the hockey side with a new staff. And then in men's basketball, our men's basketball coach, one of my good friends, Andy Brockema, took the job at Central Michigan down the road. So he's moving to Division One, and we hired a new guy in Bobby Petrak, who was a former head coach at Fort Lewis out in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and was there for 20-plus years, had that program as a top 10 program in the country. So he's off to a great start, put together a roster already in a very short time frame, and all of those teams will be, you know, starting up soon. Our hockey guys come in early next week, along with our football team, which reports this weekend.
Rob, I see you were tearing it up this summer on the softball field and on the golf course, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't know about tearing it up, but still enjoy doing that. Play softball with some guys in town a couple nights a week, and you know, actually just played in a few golf tournaments. We had a 36-hole memorial tournament we played yesterday, so trying to recover from that right now.
And you and your wife, Jenny, celebrated number 25. Pretty special anniversary at the start of the summer, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we had a great trip. I went to a convention in Florida. We got a few days there and a few days in Key West. So, you know, couldn't do what I do in athletics without her support. And obviously, you know, it seems like it's went by fast, those 25 years.
Updating your kids. What are they doing now? How taking that a good summer? What are they doing now as they're getting ready for the fall?
Both kids getting ready for school. My oldest one, Addison, is going to be a sophomore at Central Michigan, so she goes to school about an hour away from our hometown of Big Rapids. And then my youngest one, Ava, is going to be a senior in high school, so just had senior photos done and looking to start golf season coming up here in a couple weeks. So she's getting ready for her final time at Big Rapids High School.
Can she beat Dad on a daily basis on the golf course?
I'm sure she can. I don't know that we've played head-to-head, but I have no doubt she probably could.
She wants to take it easy on you, Rob. She says, nah, we better not play because I don't want to make you look bad, Dad. So let's just play it. So one day you'll find out one-on-one.
Oh, we'll see. She was a golfer on a conference championship team last year, and you know, I think they're going to be really good again this year. So I'm sure she'll do what she needs to do to beat me, and I have no doubt that is possible.
Rob, it sounds like things going well, getting ready for another exciting school year. It was again, like I said earlier, blur of a summer, but you're ready to go for another great Fair State. Boy, what a college and great part of the country, and you love it, and your family does well, and I know I've tried to talk to this guy, and I'm sure many others have tried to talk him back to Nebraska one of these days, but boy, how can you leave a school like that treat you so well?
No, and they do, and there's a lot of great things, and, you know, I think one of the most enjoyable things I do is get a, you know, be the voice of Ferris State football and basketball, and, you know, I kind of traced that back to my days at KICX Radio and the start I got there, so enjoyed working with you guys when I was there, and, you know, got me off on the right foot, and it's something that I just love doing.
And football, Sandy Golston going to be your ride-along by color analyst again this year?
Yep, he's back on board. You know, we've been doing it for 20-some years together, and we have a great relationship. You know, we work with each other at the university, and, you know, we enjoy the time we have together, the car rides, the trips, and looking forward to, you know, working with him both in football and in basketball.
That is amazing. Long time with one partner. That's terrific. Hey, good to talk to you, Rob. Keep up the good work. You and the family have a great year coming up, and we will catch you down the line. Okay, big guy?
Hey, thanks, Rich. Enjoy it, and looking forward to a great year, and hopefully you guys do too.